Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As more and more of the world's population flocks to cities, increasing numbers of people are experiencing the uncertainties of urban life. And as William Marling, associate professor of English at Case Western Reserve University, explains, fear of the urban unknown has given rise to an entire literary genre.
The detective novel grew up in tandem with public concerns about modern urban life, particularly crime. But crime as a feature of Western life was not recognized until the rise of large cities in the early 1800s, the period when a mass reading public appeared. The new cities were chaotic, without maps, police, or even named streets. New city dwellers were fascinated by and afraid of crime. They vilified and romanticized criminals, as well as the police who fought them. The first writing on urban crime pretended to be documentary, but it was filled with archetypes and plots from preceding fiction, particularly the Gothic novel. The idea of detection and the figure of the detective were introduced in the early 19th century by a Frenchman, François-Eugène Vidocq. He had been a soldier, smuggler, convict, and stoolie, but he also founded the French security services in 1812. When Vidocq's memoirs were published in 1828, they were immediately popular and translated into English. Balzac modeled the character of Vautrin in Le Père Goriot on Vidocq, and Victor Hugo did the same with Jean Valjean in Les Misérables. In England, the interest in crime stories blended with a strong existing genre called the Gothic novel. Its influence accounts for the dark settings, obscure motives, and brilliant solutions in the genre. Vidocq also influenced Charles Dickens, who used detail and characters for his Great Expectations. In the U.S., Edgar Allan Poe read both Dickens and Vidocq, and then, in five stories between 1840 and 1845, he laid out the formal detective story.
That was William Marling of Case Western Reserve University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.